Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Savior was needed to rescue the world. far away, where his glory someday for a crown. And I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged.
So blue, thank you, Lord, for the sparrow that sings. It makes sweet melody for the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Presence so real, thank you, Lord, for being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, mercy and grace, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.
There've been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation God gave blessed consolation that my trials only came to make me strong. I've been to lots of places and I've seen so many faces. There've been times I felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was His own. For if I'd never had a I wouldn't know that God could solve them, and I'd never know what faith in God can do. Trust in God through it all, through it all. I have learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. Learn to trust in God through it all. Through it all, I have learned to depend upon His word. I have learned to depend upon.
Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth away, but there's something about that name. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful.
sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the Lord, power in the Lord. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is
power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Of the Lamb.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sing for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men
who traveled from afar.
It's about the
Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again.
It's about the storm that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. It's not just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures
or the trophies that I've won.
It's not about the righteousness
that I find within. It's all about his precious blood that saved me from my sin.
It's about the cross.
Be born once so that we could be born again.
It's about the storm that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday.
It's about the cross.
The beginning of the story is wonderful and great. It's the ending that can save you.
From him when it should have been me.
It's about the
song
that was rolled away.
You're listening to Songs of Praise.
Many times in my childhood, when we traveled so far, by nightfall, how weary I'd grown. Father's arms would surround me, and gently he'd say, "My child, we're going home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold me. I've caught a glimpse of that heavenly land. Praise God, I'm going home." Now the twilight is fading, the day soon shall end. I get homesick the farther I've roamed, but the Father, he has led me each step on.
Mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. Not his equal. Jesus, it is He, the Lord of hosts, His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And though this world with devils fill, this world with devils fill, should threaten to we will not fear, for God has will. For God has will.
grim. We tremble not at him. His rage we can endure. We know his doom is sure.
Plan and how God became a man. Growing up, I heard this story time and time again, but I made it mine. The story he was telling of a Savior sent from heaven for mankind. I made it mine. Faith to take me across the line. By the blood it's washed away, I thank God for the day
I made it mine. Grandpa's getting older, one thing that's for sure. Day he'll come, he'll take a journey to the other shore. I'll follow him when my time comes. Since I met the one who loves, his faith in God won't buy me a crossing. I'll go there because I made it mine.
The story he was telling of a Savior sent from heaven for mankind.
I made it
mine. I can't rely on Grandpa's faith to take me across the line. By the blood it's washed away, I thank God for the day
I made it mine.
A Savior sent from heaven for mankind.
I made it mine.
I can't rely on Grandpa's faith to take me across the line. By the blood it's washed away, I thank God for the day
I made it. By the blood it's washed away,
I thank God for the day I made it mine.
on tune its stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful line to keen its fair and happy land where my possessions lie. We will rest in the fair and happy land just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. O'er all those wide extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the Son forever reigns and scatters night away. We will rest in the fair and happy land just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. Filled with delight, my raptured soul would here no longer stay. Though Jordan's waves around me roll, fearless I'd launch away. Rest in the fair and happy land, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. And I can take a soul that's sin sick, wash it white as the snow. But I know a man who can.
For he's my dear. shield. To you
Dark. around me. Sorrow surrounds me, and though there be trials, still I can sing. For I have this treasure, my God reigns within me, and I am determined to live for the King. I am determined, I will be faithful till he has finished his purpose in me, and nothing shall shake me, for he'll never forsake me. I am determined to live for the King. Hell's gates are trembling from saints' prayers ascending. Darkness is crumbling from praises we sing. Our sovereign victorious is marching before us, and we are determined to live for the King. I am determined, I will be faithful till he has finished his purpose in me, and nothing shall shake me, for he'll never forsake me. I am determined to live for the King. When I am weary, I'll look to his face. When I am tempted, I'll trust in his grace. I'll trust in his grace. I am determined, I will be faithful till he has finished his purpose in me, and nothing shall shake me, for he'll never forsake me. I am determined, I am determined, I am determined to live for the King. I will live for the
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Sorcerer Comes Home. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9-12 reads, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned, who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. In Western cultures, most people try to explain supernatural events with science. That is not so in other cultures, particularly in Africa. Beliefs that Westerners might dismiss as irrational are logical in African cultures, and most people have witnessed genuine interaction between the spirit and material worlds. People who work in allegiance with evil spirits to protect or hurt others are known as witches, wizards, or sorcerers. Objects or animals can become links and mediums of contact between evil spirits and humans. You'll see that Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. In allegiance and fear, many Africans worship these spiritual mediums for protection, prosperity, and health. Unfortunately, these worshippers become victims of their own idols and suffer misfortune, disease, or death if they break any rule. But those whom the spirits favor can benefit from their evil alliances to achieve great things and hurt their adversaries or anyone else they want to afflict. As African missionaries working in Benin, the birthplace of voodoo, we encounter tangible demonic power on a regular basis. There was a man in our neighborhood known as Mr. Ilfay Pur. In other words, it's Mr. He is feared. He was a renowned sorcerer, and nobody dared offend him. His victims were many and well known. He worked with some very dangerous spirits to cause misfortune, disease, or death. Vendors paid him to enchant the jewelry and hair extensions they sold so that women who bought them would become bewitched and buy more. He also enchanted hair clippers, hair and skin creams, perfumes, pieces of clothing, and many other items so the purchasers would come under the influence of demons and be spiritually tied to the vendors. We were introduced to two women who were victims of Mr. Ilfay Pur's sorcery. One woman was invited to our midweek prayer session by a friend who had been meeting with us for a year. The other woman came to one of our afternoon prayer sessions while she was visiting a brother who worked at a nearby gas station. Both women were wearing jewelry and hair extensions that were linked with evil spirits. As we began praying for each of these women, they both manifested the same behavior, pulling at their hair extensions, tearing off their jewelry, screaming and rolling on the floor. Our church women had to jump in with scissors to help them remove the hair extensions before they pulled out real hair. It was a fearful spectacle. This kind of event is frequent here in Benin, in churches of all denominations. Evil forces are very active, but as the Lord promised in Mark 16:17 to those who believe in him, in my name they will cast out demons. However, the most amazing part of this story has to do with Mr. Ilfay Pur himself. Even as he worked his evil magic, the Spirit of the Almighty God was drawing his heart. Today, Mr. Ilfay Pur worships his Lord and Savior with us, often standing side by side with Marin, a woman who lives in his compound who used to be very afraid of him. Mr. Ilfay Pur asked us to come and pray in his house and cleanse it from every evil presence. During the prayer session, he gave us the two fetishes from the entrance to his house that protected him from attack and cursed anyone who came into his house intending to hurt him. today, Mr. Ilfei Pur is a new person. Praise God. A reflection associated with this comes from the Great Controversy, page 444. Satan will work with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and all that receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, will be left to accept strong delusion that they should believe a lie. This story, The Sorcerer Comes Home, was written by Moshe Baudet of Adventist Frontier Missions, used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions, AFM. AFM seeks to establish Indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can find more information from their website, afmonline.org.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
We hope you enjoy the short presentation of how God led his people after the Reformation from lineagejourney.com.
The movement had focused on Christ from the beginning. The early Advent believers asked the question, when is Jesus coming? However, after the great disappointment of 1844, they then moved on to ask the question, what is he doing? By the early 1880s, though, the church had lost sight of Christ and had failed to make him the center of its doctrines. A spirit of debating had settled in, and they were winning people over to the church more through debating and a theoretical ascent of knowledge rather than by emphasizing heart change. The 1888 General Conference session is the most famous GC session in our history, but unfortunately it's remembered for negative reasons, with the questions often being framed, what if? It was held here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, from October the 17th to November the 4th. And it was the 27th session held. It was held in the newly constructed Adventist Church that was located on the northwest corner of the intersection behind me. At the time, world membership was 27,000 and there were 90 delegates present, small by today's standards. Mission work in the South Pacific, city evangelism, amongst other ordinary matters were discussed, but no one remembers these. Ellen White later commented, I have been instructed by God that the terrible experience at the Minneapolis conference is one of the saddest chapters in the history of the believers of present truth. Prior to the GC session, the theological tension had been building, with articles being published by both sides, something that Ellen White spoke very strongly against. Also at the various camp meetings, different presentations were given and a spirit of opposition, debate, and bitterness was aroused. However, this would come to a head here in Minneapolis. The principal characters at this GC session were A.T. Jones and E.J. Wagner, both in their 30s, and Uriah Smith and G.I. Butler, both in their 50s. As the two younger men presented their messages of righteousness by faith, they were met with opposition. They were presenting on the importance of the centrality of the cross and of Christ's righteousness and the importance of seeing the law in its correct context. However, one of the arguments that they used to show this was that the law in Galatians 3 was the ceremonial law and not the moral law. This was met with stiff opposition, as some thought that the teaching of the Sabbath was under threat and would lead to misinterpretation and misunderstanding from other denominations. They were invited to debate, and although this practice was common at the time, they refused to. They hadn't come to do that. A rebuttal presentation was made, but the only response at the next session was to read Bible passages in turn on the love of God. no explanation given, just the Bible read. The impact was profound. Many were impacted by the messages, with S.N. Haskell and J.L. Corliss being two of them. The following year, revivals would take place all over the United States of America, with Ellen White Jones and Wagner leading out, one of which took place in South Lancaster, Massachusetts. Commenting later on, Ellen White said, "I have never seen a revival go forward with such thoroughness and yet remain so free of undue excitement." A few years later, Uriah Smith would apologize to Ellen White for how he had responded and would also make a public apology in the Dime Tabernacle in Battle Creek. Not an easy thing to do. One of the sad outcomes of 1888 is that the principal presenters of Jones and Wagner would eventually end up apostatizing and leaving the church. The reasons for this are many and cannot be adequately explained in a few minutes. Some of the responsibility rests with them for not letting the message completely change their own hearts. Yet some blame must be apportioned to the brethren who so strongly and bitterly oppose them. This opposition would become a difficult and overmastering temptation to the young messengers. And whilst this does not excuse their departure, it does give us some understanding. A key lesson that we didn't learn in 1888 and that we still struggle with today is how to be a Christian whilst in conflict with someone else. How do you show Christ-like love when the person that you're discussing or debating with has a vastly different viewpoint to you and or may be treating you wrongly? May we learn to be graceful with those we disagree with in the conflicts that we have today. The church would move on over time and realize the issue that was debated wasn't of the magnitude that people thought it was at the time. So often we major in minors. Ellen White would say many times that the law in Galatians wasn't a major issue and that the church shouldn't make it so. Today it's easy to get sidetracked on other issues and miss the bigger picture. Jones and Wagner were some great preachers, some of the brightest minds that our church has seen, and yet ultimately they lost sight of Jesus. Today we need to be careful that we don't follow men, but that we follow God's word and the message that is contained there. It wasn't the message that was at fault, but it was the attitude and spirit of those involved on both sides. The message that they gave will need to be given again, and God will raise up other people who will overcome where they failed. May we be part of sharing the beautiful message of the love of God and the righteousness of Christ to the world.
To view more episodes in this series, visit lineagejourney.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 122 is another psalm of David, and the theme for this psalm is joy in God's house. I was glad when I heard the call, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet have a firm foundation when we are within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city that is built, confined in the safety of its walls. The tribes go up there to worship, the tribes of Israel, his people. They go as a witness to God, to praise the name of the Lord. The thrones of the kings and the judges are there, the thrones of the house of David. Pray in this way that Jerusalem shall have peace. May the people who love you prosper, and may peace prevail within your walls and prosperity be seen in the palaces. For the sake of those who are with me, I will say to Jerusalem, may peace be your constant companion. Because the house of the Lord is there, I will do everything I can to preserve you.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.